Here we are with Jason and Zoe. We know that they will go far. Here we are with Jason and Zoe, down at the old Milk Bar.
Welcome along. This is episode 15 of the Milk Bar. Jason and Zoe with you here.
Hello.
How are you?
Very fine,
very
I was going to say, but
no,
very well.
Is there something
you.
That you haven't done this week that you would normally do by this point? Or?
Normally say what time it is.
Well, no, you do. You're not supposed to do that.
No,
but
no.
There you go. So, how's your week been?
Very good, actually.
I do like to traditionally ask you that question.
Yes,
and you lie because you tell yourself.
No, I'm in training. With
what for?
No.
Because you could
I've
be training for something
job,
else in a minute.
No, I've got a new job and I've got 6 weeks training, and the people I'm training with are really, really nice. And we've had such a laugh this week; it's unreal. There's one bloke and four or five women, so you can see who gets it in the neck most of the day.
The bloke, probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's all because he's single. He's on this dating website and he tells us about all his sexual exploits, and it's quite. Funny.
So is he copping off him, isn't
he? Oh gosh, the stories
he says
tells
he is
us.
Anyway.
No, do you know he had a date last night with somebody he met on a dating agency, and he took his toothbrush with him in his bag.
He was that
presumptuous,
sure.
Yes.
Is he a good-looking bloke?
Well, he's in his 50s, but he's all
right.
Right.
Okay. And he's
right.
Making the most of the internet.
Yes, definitely. But he thinks this girl he's met now is the nicest.
Is the one?
So,
why?
Yeah.
She got the best flavoured toothpaste.
Got the right side boobs, apparently.
Okay, makes all the difference. He was never going for you then. Right, so how you doing then? You're all right?
Yes, how's your week been, Jason?
Pretty much indifferent compared to yours.
I've
got nothing exciting to tell, I don't think.
I bet you have.
Can't think of anything offhand.
Where was you at the weekend? I saw your pictures on Facebook.
Oh, I went away for another little National Trust thing. I went to Hanbury Hall, which isn't far from Worcester.
Pictures look lovely.
It's a really nice place, actually. Big hall, reasonable sized hall, and lots of nice people. Sometimes you go to a National Trust property and they look at you the whole time like you're going to try and thieve a coaster or something, or or some of the plastic fruit.
A little bit posh.
Yeah, this one, they were really nice. You were allowed to sit down on stuff. Well worth going along
to.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, it's a really
they
great place.
They don't let you near the stuff.
You could sit on Chippendale chairs.
Really?
You've had a fantasy about sitting on a Chippendale for a while, haven't you?
They're all a bit old now, though.
Really?
The Chippendales, that is.
Well, the chairs weren't that new either, but there we go. So, what have we got lined up today? You've got a guest for us, haven't you? A mystery guest?
Mystery guest.
We're
really
incredibly
nice.
Late for your
gosh.
Mystery guest. But that's mostly because we've been sorting things out here in the Milk
it's
Bar.
It's very busy today.
Well, you can't move. Last week we promised you it would be ram-packed
full. I like
full.
It ram-packed full.
You do? And we've got a treat for you today because we have Stool Pigeon. Say hello.
Hiya.
Hello.
We're just about here, John in the background, who's got a double bass over there. And we have Bob on guitar. And it's gonna
do you know, for some reason I wrote his name down as Ben, the chap on the bass.
Really?
Yes.
John, Ben, all sounds the same.
I don't
same.
Know where I got it from.
Maybe you're just a bit simple.
Yes.
And also today we are talking kickboxing.
I can see what sort of mood you're in today, Jason.
Slightly feisty. And I've got lots of people hopefully going to stay on my side, although during setting up Stool Pigeon were horrible to me. But hopefully, fingers crossed, on my side is... don't look at me like that.
No, well, I'm going to be thumping him later. So
Boz,
nice.
A.K.A. Brian Aston. Let's bring in Brian. Hello, sir.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm all right, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
We got you on the slightly tinny-sounding mic in the corner. And
you shoved me at the corner out the way.
Well, we had to find somewhere for you, and over there seemed a safe place.
next to the door.
Yes, but you are here to make Zoe do horrible things, basically, aren't you?
Yeah, I wouldn't class them as being horrible things, but maybe I could show her a few things that she could later practice on you.
Yes. Not sure I like this idea all of a sudden.
I might have to take my jumper off.
But there we go, because this could get serious. Tell us a bit about your history, and some of the things you get up to, because you are, in fact, you have been world champion in your little hobby and pastime.
It's a sport I've done for many, many years.
And it's kickboxing.
Yeah, it's full contact karate and kickboxing. It's took the two sports incorporated into one. It's the association I instruct for is the British Modern Karate Association. I've actually been training since I was about 7 years of age. And I've been doing this all my life. I've just been given my fourth degree black belt last weekend. So I've been training 25 years
fourth
in total.
Degree.
25 years. So what age did you start?
I was seven.
Seven. So you're 32.
33 actually.
Well,
just, I'm crap at maths.
So you could be my toy boy.
Too many punches and kicks to the head.
It's dodging them that's the important bit. So he's already decided she wants you as her toy boy. What did I warn you about this one this afternoon? We were texting this afternoon. This comes down to what you wear when you're actually doing your kickboxing.
My lycra.
Well, not about you and your lycra. No, not at the moment. No, you have been known to turn up in something apparently called the Climacool, you said last time.
That's good for exercising, isn't it? So
I'll tend to wear a mankini.
A mankini?
Yeah.
Oh, so is that like
thing that Borat wears in?
Oh, really? But he has as well.
No, I don't.
No, definitely not. What do you wander around the ring in?
When actually fighting, depends what rules I'm fighting under. You got a choice of either long trousers and obviously no top, or you can wear shorts if you're fighting low kick or tie rules.
You're not expecting me to wear trousers and no top, are you?
No.
That might be a bit of an eyeful.
Well, not as the case may be. Are you prepared to demonstrate for Zoe what you wear?
Yeah, I can demonstrate, of course.
Okay.
I've got a few, couple of focus pads and some gloves and stuff, so I can share a few bits and pieces in a bit.
Okay, Zoe, this means, should we get Zoe down there for starters?
I've got to move.
You've got to move now. You can take your headphones off.
I might have to take my jumper off.
Okay, this could be quite severe then. Right, so you're going to go down there, and I'm going to pick up this handy radio mic. Oh, the jumper comes off, and she nearly exposed herself already then. That was quite impressive. So we'll move. This is, I think you can try and picture the milk bar. It's not a very large place. You can climb over the fence. Go on, it's a good bit of exercise for you. You can go over there. So over the edge she goes.
It's gymnastics.
Really, that's quite impressive. So, Ryan. He's not. No, he's playing with his microphone. He's just clipping it to his belt. He's just sorting himself out. So we've had you do in the past. We have had you doing some exercise, haven't we?
Yes, I was face down on the floor doing something before, trying to, because I kept laughing.
So you have done some exercise in your life. We know that much.
The gym all the while.
Yeah.
And the running machine. And
that's quite impressive.
Yes.
So Brian's going to demonstrate for you. He's just preparing himself. No, he's removed the jacket.
I've got
quite scary, doesn't he, without his jacket on?
What?
How far are you prepared to go?
Well, this is a freebie, really, isn't it? So, you know, I can't really do a lot without being paid.
That's more what I say all the time.
So what are you going to get Zoe to do to start off with?
Taking the room into consideration, we'll just do a few punches to start with.
Oh, good.
Okay. So a few.
She's getting gloves. That's the Velcro type noise. They're a bit big for her.
They are a little bit big, yeah.
Do you have smaller ones for women? Are these men's?
They are mine, yeah. These are actually gloves I bought back from Germany when I fought for a world championship title fight.
What does that mean there?
It's just the name of the
glove.
Yeah.
I thought it had some special meaning.
it actually says no on the outside. For those of you who aren't watching in Technicolor, she forgets sometimes that there's actually no pictures for this.
Oh, shut up! Look, I've got my gloves on now.
I've got a fence between you and I. I can get the other side of it quite quickly. Okay. So you've got gloves on, and you are now have some pads.
Yep.
So you're now going to invite Zoe to hit you. I take it.
Well, hit the pads, not me.
Can I do it really hard?
You can do it as hard as you want.
Ooh.
Bearing in mind
punching that is.
This guy's been in a ring with some quite frightening people.
What about if I miss and hit him chest wise?
Hit me chest wise.
Yeah.
I think he should be able to cope with the worst you can knock him about with, to be honest.
Oh dear.
Okay, so what actually happens there? So give some instruction.
Are you left or right-handed to start with?
Right.
You're right-handed. Mm. Okay, so what you'll need to do, you've obviously seen boxing before, haven't you?
Yeah.
So you know what a jab is, yeah?
That.
No, a jab is with your front, your left arm to jab with. Okay, so you always stand in a stance like this, yeah?
Yeah.
Your left arm is forward to match your leg.
Okay.
A jab is always with your front arm.
So it's like that.
Faster put, yeah? So you bring your shoulder and bring up into your face here this way.
I don't think I'll do it as quick as that.
Yeah? Okay. And then you've got a cross, which is with this one here. But you turn your body weight through this way.
I can go like that.
Yeah.
But not clashing gloves.
Now, so you've got your jab first, then a cross. Okay?
So which one does this go to? That one?
This one.
Okay, so always punch up.
Yeah, so you're good. Your left to my left, your right to my right.
Right, okay.
Okay? So if you jab this one, that's it, and then cross this one. That's it, and then turn your back foot, turn up, pivot over onto the ball of your foot, and turn your hips forward.
That's so she's got to put the whole of her weight into it, really.
That's it, basically.
That's a bit
yeah.
Of a
yeah.
Coordination thing.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And stay standing up and still look glamorous too.
So, the chair.
You've failed on one count already.
Okay.
Look,
so
I've got my glove ready.
Okay, so we go again.
What would I do like that?
That's it. But keep your legs straight. Okay, so you just turn your hip forward this way.
So a twist about your hip.
That's
like
it.
That?
Yep.
Really?
At the same time, your hip comes forward, your shoulder comes forward to match it.
Oh, to do that.
And you punch out. Yeah. So that's where your power comes from. Then, because you throw
your
body
away. I don't do that with that one, do I?
No.
The left one.
That one's
just
your
right.
Shoulder. So your jab's nice, fast.
Fast punches.
I know. Okay. So jabs are nice and fast.
Too quick jabbing.
Okay. And then your cross is the one with the body weight and more power in it.
Right, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So if you jab nice and fast to this one, and then cross and pivot into this one. Okay?
Is
and again, jab.
Hang on. It's not ready.
No, it's always one at a time. So jab first, and then cross. Okay? Now I'll jab by your jaw.
Oh, you're not going to try and hit me back.
No?
Okay.
Okay, now put the two together. Jab, then cross. Jab first, this one. And cross this one. That's it. So you go one, two. Okay, one, two.
Ooh.
All right, again. One, two. That's it. Remember to turn your body weight into it.
I quite like this.
She hasn't got much body weight to turn into it, though. There's nothing to her.
Again, one, two. That's it. And again. That's it. And again.
The look of achievement on your face is amazing. You've done something right. Well done.
Because I'm not hitting him, I'm actually getting the. Because I haven't got my glasses on, you see. So I could quite easily miss.
I'm sure it won't be a problem. Can she ever go hitting you and see whether actually hit you and see whether she can do any damage or not?
I can't hit him. I won't be able to do it.
You didn't mean in the body somewhere. If you
no,
to.
I couldn't.
Not on purpose anyway.
No. Oh no, I'll do the gloves.
Okay, so you're gonna carry on punching the pads. Yeah. You don't hurt me. Okay.
No. Do you do like boxing? You personally, have you done boxing?
Not normal boxing. Now I've always done kickboxing.
Hmm. I know a lot of people with my friends want to start this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can tell you where there's a class in a very short while's time.
We've got classes all around the Wolverhampton area, really.
And so it does seem quite good.
Yeah.
And then I can defend myself as well.
Yeah.
I presume, is that part of the class saying, well, you can, if you get an attack,
you can punch, kick, defend yourself, and also. It's like
you don't flip, though, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, do you flip as well, like karate?
Only a few.
Yeah. Mm, see, Jason? A couple of classes, and I'll be after you.
I can probably run faster than you, so don't worry about that too much. So, anything else that we can show her that would be useful to her? She's done the jab and the cross.
Jab and cross. Okay, we can do a couple of kicks if you want to.
Now, John's looking very worried about his double bass at this point. Bearing in mind, she hasn't got glasses on.
How high have I got to go? Sorry for that.
Well, Brian will tell you that in a minute. Don't look at me.
If you want to put these on, and I'll show you what kick I want you to do. Yeah. Okay,
so the gloves are coming off anyway because you're going to be doing kicking, so that's okay. More Velcro than you know what to do with. You're impressed with the Velcro already, aren't you?
I do. I like that. I like the
feeling. It's
the
Velcro
the
and the black leather combination, I think, that she likes.
So Jason, what have you been telling him?
Well, I've just expressed an opinion of you, which we know how much you flirt with everybody. Last week you were flirting with a young lad on the phone.
Was I?
Yes, you looked at his photo and you were.
Yes.
Yes, you were, weren't you? Yes. Lots of people have heard that.
Have they?
Yes, and I'm sure there's some very disturbed people there. Sure, your husband didn't hear it.
They've sent some emails.
Yeah, there's lots of them. No, actually, they haven't. But Brian is now down to his actual fighting pants, which is quite impressive. What is the technical term for the fighting pants?
They're just kickboxing trousers, basically. There's no technical name for them.
But they sort of flow a bit, don't they? So
yeah,
you get a bit of movement.
Yeah, these are the ones that you would actually compete in. The ones I would normally teach in are more cotton. These are a lot more stretchier and got a bit more giving to them. They're nice and light.
So do you reckon you could carry off something like that?
I think I could, yes.
It's better than the Climacool, isn't it?
Yes, I was looking at some blue eyeshadow earlier, actually. That would go quite well.
Is there much eyeshadow worn in the kickboxing world?
Not really.
No.
It tends to get smudged quite a bit.
Yeah, it's a bit of a nightmare. Right, so where are we kicking to, then?
Okay, so if you can hold the pad around about there for me.
This is pretty much above head height, isn't it?
In fact, I was thinking of your watch. Might be better.
Oh, it's only a cheap one, don't worry.
Might be better with this one. See how much room we've got. So this is a kick I'd like you to do. Okay.
I'm not going to be able to get that hard.
Okay. So you can look up, leg up nice and high, pivot your leg over this way, okay? And just kick here this way.
Oh, that wasn't too bad.
Yeah, but Brian's taller than you, so you've got to try and get your foot up so you're actually above head height.
Okay, so the leg that you want to kick with, you pick up and the leg you're standing on, turn your heel towards the target.
Oh, right, okay.
Okay, so you turn your hip over and pivot into it, yeah?
And then
bend the leg that you're standing
tap,
on, point your knee towards the target, and extend your leg out this way, kicking with the top of your foot.
Okay, so now Zoe has to try and stand on one leg and do this, so the pads get exchanged. And what do we reckon over there? You impressed so far, Bob?
I feel a song coming on.
Okay. We will hold you to that in a moment. Zoe, are you ready for this? Do you reckon you can get your leg over that high?
Well, I don't know, because the knee action seems a bit... I'm not very good coordinating.
You're going to bring your knee up and bend your leg right the way back.
Like that?
Yeah.
Ooh,
okay.
Nearly touching knees.
Pass your leg. Okay, so bend your leg right the way back. Pivot the leg that you're standing on. Bend your knee. So you're going to be in that position there. Okay? Now, if you want to, you can hold on to that and then you extend.
I don't think it goes that way.
Then you extend your leg out and kick and back and down.
You ready for this?
I don't think I'll be able to do it quite that good.
Or gracefully, but okay.
Okay, so I'll put the pad nice and low for you.
Got the pad there.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
Because I could do something to get rid of my hips.
Just thinking exercise the whole time. Isn't
I know. Okay, so there's the pad. I'll keep hold it nice and low for you.
Yeah, hold it nice and low for you.
So like that.
Pivot your leg over and kick it. Point your toes and kick with the top of your foot. That's it. And then kick. That's it.
That doesn't quite look like yours.
It's I don't okay for a beginner.
No one's being menaced there at all.
No.
They're not going to be scared of that one.
I'm trying to get the same pull on my leg. You see that he had.
That's it.
Which part of your foot?
The top of your foot here.
There?
Yeah.
Oh, there?
Yeah. That's it. So you flex your foot forward. That's it.
I did my arm action at the same
time. It's good that was. That it's like doing the twist without the music with football pads on.
No. We'll put the gloves back on.
The gloves are back, right.
That's it. Okay.
Would you have one-on-one like this, though? Would it be like a whole class of people doing it?
In my club, there's a class of people, but I try and keep the numbers fairly low so I can spend a lot of time individually with each person.
And then would they pair up, would they then, to do what you've shown them?
Yeah. So you'd work with someone who's like the similar ability.
Yeah. Bad.
In your case, for definite. So what are we doing now?
Okay. 7-year-old.
So now we're going the jab and the cross. Oh, and then the kick on the end.
Aha!
Okay, so you've got 1, 2, 3. Okay, so we want 1, 2, 3.
Oh dear.
Okay? So, jab, cross, kick.
And can we do that one more time?
I think I just lifted my leg up any old time then.
And again. So you've got jab, cross, kick. That's it. You need to bend your knee a bit more to get more extension on your knee.
Well, you seem to like flick it, don't you?
Yeah.
Is that what you're supposed to do?
Yeah. Purely because there's not a great deal of room in here.
Yeah.
So you turn your body weight into it. There's different kicks you can do, like to
sort of work with the space you've got.
Yeah.
If you were in a dark alley somewhere,
and
someone decided to jump you, and you wanted to do something about it, you haven't always got the choice.
No.
Can we go and stand outside next to that little fire hydrant safely out of the way?
But like, normally in this sort of class environment, anyway, you wouldn't use kicks anyway because the room that you've got. Like if you were a hulking bloke in front of me, I wouldn't be able to pick my leg up and kick you because there's not a great deal of power in it. What I'd be better off using
just punching
his knees and elbows.
Oh, okay. So
because of the
close
proximity.
Well?
Yeah.
Is that like the same thing? You just lift your thing up and put your knee into
similar, yeah. You just come up and knee forward this way.
Oh, okay. Bit of a shock, somebody lunging towards me.
It's quite a novelty, isn't it? Right, one last time, then it's
here. Okay, so it's jab, cross. 1, 2, and kick.
I think we'd better stop there before you actually cause anybody any injury. Right, tell us about your classes then, where they take place.
Well, my actual club is in Wensbury, based at the Wensbury Leisure Centre.
Yeah.
Children's classes are running from 7 till 8 o'clock, and then adults from 8 until 9. But we also have a website for all other local clubs, which is www.bmka.co.uk.
So bmka.co.uk.
Yep.
It's got a nice ring to it, for definite. Yep.
And we also have a Facebook profile as well.
Oh, well, and how do they find that one?
Just go and log on to Facebook and search under BMKA, and it'll come up.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
Stay with us. Not only can you not go anywhere, but you get to join in with the rest of the shenanigans in the milk bar today. Okay. And whoever Zoe's mystery guest will be quite a
treat.
Can
I get
well.
Dressed now, though?
You can. Oh, you didn't take all your clothes off.
No.
He's got shorts on underneath there as well. Just sneaky look.
Oh, just my underwear is underneath.
Oh, is it? You've got blue underwear as well. Tonight.
No. Not today.
I jokingly said that if he did take your shirt off, Zoe would be touching various bits as well. he hasn't done that, which is a good thing.
My girlfriend will be listening to this. I don't think she'd be very happy.
No. And Zoe is rather a flirt, as we already discovered. But there we go. Right, you stay there. We'll be back with you. But now, Zoe's actually just warning her mystery guest.
I'm going to tell him we're a bit late.
Okay,
yes.
You do that whilst we prepare ourselves and take a little bit of a listen to the sound of stool pigeon.
Oh, I've got a song for you.
Have you?
Yeah. When the guests in the milk bar gets unruly, Zoe, she can kick them in the...
Anyway, moving swiftly on. Very nice. Hello, how are you doing? You both well?
Yeah, we're great. Yeah, great.
Good stuff. So, stool pigeon, Bob, as you're the one with the microphone, explain.
Well, we're on a tour at the moment. John and I in Stool Pigeon, and what we do, we sing songs and do a few monologues and sketches in a show that we've got called Postcards on the Edge, and we're on the 9th of October. The Old Joint Stock Theatre in Birmingham, and it'll be a real riot of entertainment.
I have heard some of your stuff before, and I have to admit, it's blooming good. It does make you smile, and many of our guests down here are here purely for the self promotion. Today, I think you're here solely for the benefit of us. To be honest,
absolutely.
It is going to be absolutely phenomenal. So, join us to a tune. We'll talk a bit more about what you get up to, and after we've heard a little number from you. So, what are you going to do first?
We're going to do a song based on a true story, actually, called Hormone Replacement Therapy.
Take it away.
Okay. My wife is feeling miserable, she's going through the change, and it seems to me she's always finding someone else to blame. She says there's two things wrong with me, it's absolutely true. It's everything I say and it's everything I do. Exasperated with my life, I had to turn for help. The doctor said they couldn't, I'd have to work it out myself. So I bought myself a test tube and a book on chemistry. Do it yourself, hormone replacement therapy. Do it yourself, hormone replacement therapy. Getting it right is almost like winning the lottery. Have yourself a quiet life, take a tip from me. Do it yourself, hormone replacement therapy. I made up little potions, I wrote them on a chart, and I made one up of raspberry jam, but she acted like a tart. Curry powder, garlic, paprika's all I had, and it cheered her up a little bit. Her farts were really bad. Now making up a poultice, trying to get it right, working in me workshop morning, noon and night. Me makeup, me testosterone, and it all became a farce. She started drinking heavily and she's got a hairy ass. Do it yourself, hormone replacement therapy. Getting it right is almost like winning the lottery. Have yourself a quiet life, take a tip from me. Do it yourself, hormone replacement therapy. I made up combinations to make a writer's rain. Vitamin C and laxatives might take away the pain, but washing it down with prune juice really took its toll, and it all became expensive in terms of toilet rolls. And I thought about her mood swings, I knew I had to rush, and I mixed a tube of toothpaste and the cream she takes for thrush. But it never had a chance though, and I had to take the hint. Now when she crosses her legs, you get a whiff of peppermint. Do it yourself, hormone replacement therapy. Getting it right is almost like winning a lottery. Have yourself a quiet life, take a tip from me. Do it yourself, hormone replacement therapy. And then the chemist said about the hormone estrogen, get the right prescription and there's harmony again. Searching in me pockets, I says, give me all the stuff, but I only had a couple of quid, I couldn't buy enough. And then I thought I'd mix it with a sedative within, and I put it in a tumbler her of a tonic and a gin. She takes it every single night and everything is fair. I'm still a pain in the arse, alright, but now she doesn't care. Do it yourself, hormone replacement therapy. Getting it right is almost like winning the lottery. Do yourself a favour, take a tip from me. Do it yourself, hormone replacement therapy.
Pigeon. That was brilliant. Brian, you were smiling away in the background.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You weren't expecting that, were you?
No, not at all.
I knew what to expect. That was jolly good fun. Brilliant stuff. So, it's a true story. I could delve onto that one. I'd be best not doing so, wouldn't I think, to be honest.
Innocent story.
That's the way to do it. But, I mean, where does this stuff come from? Please tell me it's not just your sick and depraved mind.
It is a sick and depraved mind. What sort of generally happens is that I get an idea, and there are combinations of different ideas that we all put together, really, and sometimes turn them around, and it sort of comes out, you know. And I, if it makes me laugh, it might make other people laugh. And
I can imagine it makes quite a few people chuckle, to be honest. But it's so good. Zoe, were you ready for that?
Yes, that was quite funny. I wasn't offended as a woman, if that's what you mean.
Well, anyway, your therapy's going quite well, isn't it? You average, and it's not just the hormones you're having
taking
to work on.
Taking years off me.
Yes, you're actually 108, really, aren't you? But there yeah. we go. How do people react on the tours? Because not all they can't always know quite what they're going to get. It is that cheeky, yeah, saucy postcard thing, isn't it? It's all in good humour.
It's all in good humour, and we've been really surprised by it because we do a great variety of different places, you know, golf clubs and pubs and this little theatre that we've gone and some of the subject areas. If you delve through the song and the way it's delivered, you think, oh, wow, I wonder whether this is going to be suitable for this. And we've had people coming up to us and say, oh, that's good old fashioned entertainment. That is, you know, that's good old musical
stuff. Carry on.
The Carry On films, yeah, they were always acceptable, even if they were a bit naughty. You say musical. The musical really, it did have a different edge to it. It wasn't just something like the Crankies, was it?
No. I mean, the Music Hall, going back to the early part of the century, was a place where, you know, the common people would go and be entertained. So
it could be rather boring.
How dare you put them in the same category as the Crankies? How awful!
Well,
is
no, I said
that?
It wasn't like that. That's what I just
oh,
said.
I was going to thought you said it was.
She wasn't listening, was she? Again?
No, I thought you said it was.
No.
Like the Crankies are going to say.
And I was referring to music.
Talk about insulting.
Go and have a lie down. Don't get too excited. Just because you can do kickboxing now doesn't make
I
you.
Know. I'll sign myself up to that, and I'll come back in a few weeks.
And you'll sort us all out, won't you? So it's received well. It's a tradition as much as anything else.
That's right, yeah.
But there's not much competition out there for the likes of you, is there, to be honest?
Well, no, not the sort of things that... no, not really. There's nobody else like us on the circuit, and it's quite nice, you know. We're quite refreshing when we turn up at a place. And for an example, we did a comedy club in Birmingham a few weeks ago, and there was quite a few acts on it, all sort of telling real life observational type of comedy, you know, which was all good, you know. And of course we came on and we did this, and it was just sort of out of left field somewhere, and they didn't
know what hit them, I'm sure. Did they?
We went down a riot, didn't we?
After a few pints as well, that would be
and by the chorus
even funnier.
By the chorus they're singing along as well, are they?
Yes.
Well, let's have another one, and then we'll before we get to Zoe's mystery guest. So, what are you going to share with us this time around?
Well, I've got the Hair song in front of me, John. Are you okay with the Hair song?
Okay, all sounds good.
I suppose we usually do this as a combination. You see, we do
combination
of what? Of two different songs within the show. We do because it's about ailments. You see, and we do. Oh no, that's another one.
The whole repertoire has now got very confused.
Anyway, we're going to carry on with this one, and it's all for the follically challenged amongst us.
Does that include me then, I'm guessing? Thank you for that. I appreciate this.
Well, you did have a knock. You did have a knock about John's pickup.
We're having a discussion about the technical stuff before we got going on in the milk bar tonight. Right.
Okay, John.
Take it away.
I'm developing a problem like similar blokes I know. I'm going a little bit thin on top, the bleeding stuff won't grow. I've tried a subtle combing over, a toupee attracts a stare. How many times you look at it, my hair just ain't there. But isn't it strange how nature makes up for what you lack? I ain't got much on the top of my head, but loads growing at my back. And the only thing that worries me, and it's not much more to ask, is it growing down from the back of my neck or up from out me arse? Well, when you're over 40, your new hair starts to sprout. It disappears from your cranium, it all just migrates south. It's growing at my bum cheeks, and I haven't got the heart to undergo a waxing, so I'll have to center part. And one night I was sleeping, and the wife gets in beside. She likes to snuggle up close to me and warm a lovely hide. She says, now take your tracksuit off, take it off, I beg. I said, I ain't got my tracksuit on, it's just my hairy legs. My wife's unsympathetic, in fact she's downright rude, just because from my nostrils a thousand hairs protrude. And when she gets her tweezers out to pluck them, then I scoff. I'm telling her repeatedly, you're plucking me right off, and it's growing at my ear holes, and it's in between me toes. And how come I've got a bald spot when everywhere else it grows? And as for beneath my waistline, I really have to say, between me and you and the gateposts, I'm even turning grey. So if you think your problem is limited to men, ladies, if you thought you're safe, you'll have to think again. The wife's got a similar problem, you'll know what it's all about. There's something growing in her knickers, and it's desperate to get out. And she undergoes a waxing, her hair's ripped out in sheets. And when she takes her trousers off, it all looks nice and neat. So at last I've solved my problem, 'cause I've kept the sheets instead. And although they tend to smell a little bit, they look good on my head. They look good, surely, nice and swirly, short and curly, a little bit furry, stuck up on my head.
There's something for you to try on the weekend, Jason.
Maybe there is. Or maybe we won't. But brilliant, Bob. That was excellent. Well, tell us the website now so that people do not forget, but we will be hearing hopefully another couple of tunes from you before we throw you out the mobile.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Well, our website is www.bobgessy.co.uk.
Simple as that. Or you can search for Bob Gessy and Stool Pigeon, or Bob Stool Pigeon. You'll probably find you that way if you can't spell
Gessy. Yeah, those people with computers, we're on YouTube as well.
Yeah.
If you put either Stool Pigeon or Postcards on the Edge into the search engine, we'll come tumbling out.
I'm sure that many people will be doing that. Zoe,
we've got to
do your mystery guest now. Yes. And try and compose ourselves slightly with all the excitement. But
I'm
there
not
we
sure
go.
You might not know him, actually.
Okay, so it's someone I know. It's always exciting.
Might be.
Okay, right. You ready? So she's going to dial the number. Have you got a ring dialing tone thingy? 9 for an outside line. Hold the phone the right way up, and you might be able to work out what the number is. Here we go. She's dialing away. This is the moment where it all goes horribly wrong every week, and everybody looks forward to that moment when they're not in and we get their answering machine again. And I have to try and guess who they are. It's not Jimmy Franks. That's the important part, so we won't get the answering machine. So you want to see whether they answer first, do you? Just make sure they don't say their name. Here she goes. She's looking for an answer. And have we got... No, answering machine, was it?
No, it's not been possible to connect your...
Not been possible to connect the call because you've dialed it wrong. Come on, you said please try again because you dialed it wrong. This bit can take day. Bob, do you want to do another 4 songs whilst we're waiting? it could be bad. And then, in fact, it might be interesting to see if we can actually sort of learn kickboxing at the same time as playing double bass. Brian?
We'll have you passed about 2 or 3 belts before the time she gets through.
That could be the way it's going. Right, are we ringing? This has been a major edit. You heard the phone ringing, you heard Zoe having problems. Unfortunately, we can't get that guest, can we?
No, what
your celebrity
shame.
Guest is not with us this
week.
Well,
it's because you're late all the time for my guest.
It's because you...
You put yours before mine.
Have you never worked out yet that where you fall in the show and how important you are?
I won't say that my guests are better than yours, because they're not really.
Because mine are all here, and no. Were you going to tell Brian that he had to go on last? Brian, would you have accepted that?
No, not
you
at all.
This is it. But what we have done, I have rung around and I've spoken to one of my friends.
One of your long lifetime friends, what, by the sound of it.
Nikki Aldred, hello.
Hello, Jason. Long time no speak.
It's been yonks, and your accent's changed since last I spoke to you.
Well, I'm in Yorkshire now, Jason. You have to go with the times.
Now, should we start off by explaining how we know each other?
Beacon Radio.
Yes, I was a lad
many
of 15.
Many moons ago.
You were just approaching 20, weren't you?
I think it was about 18.
It was back in 1988.
Years ago.
And
I would still have been at school. I was still the same age as you.
I was at school and I was co-presenting a kids show on Beacon Radio.
That's because
and
you're
Nikki
just
was
special.
There as well. Yeah,
I was there as well.
And we had great fun, didn't we?
We did. It was fantastic. Book reviews every week. Cooking.
Oh, you did the cooking, didn't you?
Yeah.
And,
I read the recipes. I didn't actually do it, but it worked.
There was one week, I remember, there was definitely one week where you bought in something you'd made.
Oh, what was that?
I don't know. It was barely edible, but there was one week where you did it.
It's normally cakes or pizza, isn't it?
It would have been.
And you were quite proud of yourself as well, as
I recall. Absolutely. It must have worked that week.
But you went off, you left the area.
And I did.
As you say, you're in Yorkshire now.
Went to Yorkshire, got myself in fact, a Yorkshire radio station.
Yeah.
Left there, went into Yorkshire Television, and now I've set up my own business selling children's clothes.
So a bit of a change from doing all the bits of music selections for Heartbeat, which you were doing for
a while. Yeah, I was. And Emmerdale. But yeah, times change and you just have a family, and this works around the family now for me.
And you settled then. So you basically, you developed a family and then noticed you couldn't actually get...
Developed a family.
Yeah, well, I think that's how it works.
Clinical, isn't it, yeah. That?
But you then noticed that you couldn't get the clothes you wanted to for the kids, I think.
Exactly.
Didn't you?
Trying to take two children shopping, if anyone's listening, is a nightmare, because you just can't, because one runs off in one direction, one in the other, and that's it.
So you got around that with the magic of the internet.
So I just thought, hey, why don't I set up my own party plan business, and I'll go
good.
To people's
that
houses
really good, yes.
And take designer clothes to their house, and hey, there you go, Bob's your uncle, as they say.
All the kids are in bed.
Yeah.
So how many parties are you doing on this sort of thing a week? It must be getting quite busy for you.
It's very, very busy at the moment, because I do fashion shows at schools, so I'm probably out two nights a week. And I do fashion schools probably one every week. So the school, they supply the kids, I supply the clothes, and you get different clothes which you won't see on the high street.
Oh, so where are you sourcing these things from? Obviously not. Some of it must be a guarded secret, but
very guarded. I can't tell you, but look on the website.
Okay, so give us the website then.
www.cool-kids.co.uk.
So cool-kids, is that always C's or K's?
K's.
Okay, so cool-kids.co.uk.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah, so, I mean, what sort of age range are you catering
sort of
for as well?
Yeah, birth to 13.
Oh, I've got one to fit in there.
Ah, perfect.
Yes, I'll have a little
bit. Perfect.
Look.
I'm often down in the Midlands, so I can always bring you some clothes if you want some.
Mm-hmm. So check it out. Look at the designs.
Mm. Did you make them and design them yourself, or did you just buy them?
No, I don't. Not at all. I just buy and sell them, but they are different from the usual high street stores.
I suppose it's having an eye for fashion and picking up on something which is going to sell and be different as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I buy my clothes like 8 months in advance, so I've already chosen my summer clothes for next year.
How scary is that?
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah. That's You're selling off your winter ones, I might have a look in the sale.
Oh, yeah, the winter ones have just gone on the website, in fact, today. So check it out.
You'll have to have a look.
Check it out.
Lad could do with a new jacket. And some scarves.
Is it the full range of clothes as well? It's not just fashionable T-shirts, it's other bits and pieces too?
Oh no, it's gloves, hats, scarves, coats, T-shirts, rucksacks, watches, all the kidorable range, the wellies, the umbrellas, the macs, everything.
Brilliant.
I shall have to have a look. He needs a new watch, he needs scarf, gloves, and he's a bit funny about what jacket he wears as well.
Oh, fantastic. Just email me. I'm sure I can sort it out for you.
Oh, lovely.
No problem.
It'll be something different as well. That's the important bit, isn't it?
Yes.
Kids are like that. Sometimes I want something different, other times I want everything
the same. Exactly.
But...
So you won't see anybody else in that outfit.
So he doesn't like clothes that make him look fat, you see, although he's not fat. No, those puffer jackets. They look nice on him, but he won't wear them because he says they make him look big.
I'm sure I can sort him.
Yeah.
I'm sure I can.
Something to keep him warm, but something that looks thin.
That's fine.
Yeah, Nikki, make me feel old. How old are your kids these days?
In fact, William is 6 tomorrow, and my daughter is 9.
You've got the kids of just the right age to start getting awkward
and
as well.
If you look on the website, they are my models.
That's what keeping costs down.
Yeah,
that's the way I like
right.
it.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Breed them for show. That's the way to do it. Nikki, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. And thank you, Jason. We must catch up.
We've got to. Next time you're in the area, let me know. We'll see what we can flog to Zoe and go out for a drink.
We'll have a dab in and do like a little parade.
Yeah, we're parade down here.
Soon.
Give us the web address one more time before you go.
www.cool-kids.co.uk.
So cool-kids.co.uk.
Yeah, that's fine.
Brilliant. Nikki, thank you again.
All right then. Cheers.
Ta-ra for now.
Bye.
There we go. That's Nikki.
So
they
could have been your children, Jason.
They could have been Nikki. She just wasn't going there.
Only 4 years difference as well, wasn't there?
Yeah, but that's a lot when
you're 14.
Yeah, well, let's face it. A 15-year-old girl, sorry, a 16-year-old girl, obviously for legal reasons, would want to go out with a 20-year-old lad, but the other way around, it's never worked, has it, like
no.
that? Apart from you, who just went with
him. I must admit, I go out with somebody that's quite a lot younger than me the once.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. there we go. Right, but Bob, have you got another guest for us as well, just to make up for Zoe's inadequacies here?
Yeah, his name is Bill Carwell.
Yeah, right. Do you want to dig out the number on your phone and Zoe can then dial it for us in a whole exciting mystery guest kind of a way?
01.
No, don't read it out loud.
Oh, sorry.
This is a podcast. The world will hear. So, you've got hand Zoe the phone with the number on. This is the bit where we see whether she can read. And here we go. She's dialing away. This is almost as exciting as the moments when she does the mystery guest, only there's a slightly higher chance this person's going to be there.
Hello.
Hello. Right. So Bob, you can say hello to me. Say hello.
Hiya, Billy.
Hi, Bob.
Right. Excellent. Now, basically, you're on the Milk Bar podcast.
Right.
We've had a bit of a technical problem. Zoe had lined up a celebrity guest and they weren't able to talk to us.
Oh dear.
We've spoken to one of my friends from many, many years ago and Bob says, I know a real star. We can
You're
get
our
him
celebrity
on.
Guest.
So,
all right.
Tell us all about yourself, sir.
Right, I'm a singer-songwriter, writing a sort of poppy McCartney style. I did a charity single a couple of years ago for Children in Need.
Now, this had got an intriguing title, hadn't it?
It's called Daleks Don't Drink Beer.
Oh, that was slightly different to the one we were told.
I wonder whether Bob got a copy, I don't know. The band name was Behind the Sofa Gang, which was very apt for the Doctor Who fans out there.
Please tell me it charted. I'm so hoping it got into top 10 or something.
No, unfortunately it didn't. We had to rush it out and we got it in the local shops and the pubs and schools and that, and we managed to raise about £500 in a short time out for the charity.
I mean, Telly Wogan didn't pick it up and run with it on radio too. That's a disappointment.
Yeah, we did send it out to the BBC, but didn't really hear anything back.
Have you got a copy of it still?
I certainly have, yes.
Ooh, can we have it?
Are we allowed to feature it on the podcast next week?
Of course you can, yeah.
We'll get that so regular podcast listeners can take a listen to the Daleks that apparently don't drink beer next week. Where on earth does an idea come for that one? We've heard some weird songs from Bob and John with Stool Pigeon so far, but Daleks being alcoholics?
Well, I've always been a big Doctor Who fan, and this is going back years and years, and I just had this funny idea. I was in my local pub and I'd suddenly had this tie-up between landlords and time lords. And I suddenly thought,
and a few beers as well.
Yeah, that's right. That was the... got me going after a few pints of lager.
And there you were and a song was born. That isn't the total of what you've done, though, is it? There's plenty more albums out there with your name on them.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I've got about 6 or 7 there currently. The latest being one called Deep Freezer, which is quite a heavier sound for my usual stuff.
Mm-hmm. So you're usually the sound of Paul McCartney. Is this like a response to Paul McCartney and his marriage split or something then? Is that
I've always been, since going back to the Beatles, I've always just liked the sound of McCartney and his style. And I sort of write in that sort of melodic vein, really.
Right, well, we're very tempted to hear some of your stuff. Obviously, we can't do that now, but we would like to feature you at some point in the near future. So, Bob, I'll make sure I get his number, OK? Yeah. I'll make sure someone else. That's not like a plan. That sounds good. Brilliant. OK, well, give us a web address where people can find out more and have a little listen to what you've done prior to your appearance in the Milk Bar.
Yeah, just about to set up my my website. It's not out there yet, carolcolwell.com. But it'll be out there very, very shortly.
Okay, well, people can bookmark it, check back. So give us the details again. Spell that one for us.
For the what? So Carol, K-E-R-Y-L, Colwill, C-O-L-W-I-L-L.
Okay, brilliant. And sticker.com on the end of that. And that's before it. You know it, once it's up and running, you'll be able to find out more, listen to some of the music, and maybe download a Dalek.
That's right. I'll get some music out to you.
It sounds like a plan. We'll converse away from the Milk Bar, but thank you for joining us, giving us a little bit of a taster of what you get up to. And we will be hearing from you sometime in the very near future.
Yeah, that's great. Look forward to it.
Brilliant. Cheers. Speak to you again soon.
Yeah, cheers. All the best.
Ta-ra for now.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Ta-ra for now. There we go. It's almost like coming together here in the Milk Bar now, isn't
it? It's almost like a show.
It's properly or something. So let's take a bit more music from Stool Pigeon then, because Bob's now lining his guitar up. Have we still got everybody's microphones in place? I think we just about have, haven't we? Let's. What have you got for us this time round?
I suppose it's a bit of a sad song, really. It's called Grandad Died With a Smile on His Face.
Take it away. This is Stool Pigeon.
Okay. When grandfather died, poor grandma called me round. I called the undertaker to prepare him for the ground. I pulled away the sheet and I thought I saw a trace. Yes, I thought there was a bit of a smile upon me granddad's face. I had to search the body just in case something was found, and halfway down the sheet there was an impressive little mound. I took myself a breath, and then the sheet I lifts, and sure enough his limbs were not the only thing that's stiff. Granddad's died with a smile upon his face. A smile upon his face was how he left the human race. I had to warn me grandma, this is what I said. There's a little bit of granddad that's not quite dead. And a policeman knocked upon the door, and this is what I said. I've come to make inquiries, I've heard somebody's dead. Grandma sat there crying, and the constable went to look, and when he lifted up the sheet he nearly dropped his book. I've got a small confession, sir, me grandma starts to tell. We made love to the rhythm of the Sunday chapel bell, and things were going wonderful, but frantically he died, keeping with the rhythm as a fire engine went by. Granddad's died with a smile upon his face. A smile upon his face was how he left the human race. When gossip got around, they all said he's a lucky card, 'cause Sunday morning at 11 o'clock he kicked the bucket hard. And the undertaker came and got a box from out his van, and he carried on with his duty to take away the man. Arms folded across his chest in a coffin whereupon, because of granddad's stiffness, they couldn't get the lid back on. They tried to turn him over, but up his bottom stuck. They even turned him on his side, but cursed their wretched look. He said, we've got to hide it, it's led a merry dance, and all because me granddad couldn't keep it in his pants. Granddad's died with a smile upon his face. A smile upon his face was how he left the human race. The undertaker thought that he might even lose his job, 'cause he couldn't close the coffin lid because of granddad's knob. But then he had a brainwave, he got a brace and bit, and he made a hole just wide enough to make it fit. He screwed down the lid, and he thought it was resolved, but granddad's great erection was poking out the hole. The undertaker, he was a resourceful sort of man. He fetched his lunchbox out, and he got a donut full of jam.
And the Undertaker's actions, no one can defend, 'cause he took his jammy donut and he stuffed it on the end. Granddad's died with a smile upon his face. A smile upon his face was how he left the human race. He's gone to make his maker for an audience with God. And all his mates on earth will say he was always a jammy sod. And the coroner held an inquest, and he took a long deep breath, and finally passing judgment, this was not a natural death. I'm making this decision, though it's hard to comprehend, but I just can't seem to work out how he met such a sticky end.
You feel slightly guilty, but you laugh nonetheless.
Oh, poor old granddad.
Yes, in some ways. Brilliant. Please tell me that's not another true story.
No.
It is quite a treat listening to your work.
Thank you.
Do you know what it reminds me of in a like song capacity? A bit like George's Marvelous Medicine, because that's like a bit of nonsense that wouldn't really happen, but you find yourself laughing at it.
Completely drawn in as well.
Yeah.
Is this available to buy on CD anywhere as well?
Yes, they are available to buy on CD, actually. Yeah, we have a CD available, and it's called Postcards on the Edge, and it's the soundtrack to our little show that we take around, basically. And
so people come along, they enjoy it, they can listen to the CD in the car on the way home.
Yes. It's an ideal stocking filler.
Please explain the artwork for this one as well.
Well, the artwork is, it is based upon, I mean, all the songs really are based upon the saucy seaside postcards that you could buy at the seaside, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the artwork is based around that, really. It's a caricature of myself. And a caricature of John, and at the seaside,
the
John with his double bass and me with a guitar and a rather interesting crab.
Yes, you seem to you actually get something for that these days.
I think
looking at it that way.
I'm sure there's a joke in there.
There is probably. Nice bikini, John. I take it you model for that specifically, yeah? No comment. Well, we haven't given him a microphone, which doesn't help, but no comment there. Can we have another tune before we throw you back out then? Do you reckon we can put
yes,
you
course,
like
we can.
A little
yeah,
kid at Christmas?
It's great.
Yeah.
This I'm enjoying this.
This is a true story, and in my spare time I don't do this sort of material, but I do care homes and hospices, you see.
Right.
I'm entertaining the people down there because they get starved of
there can't be that much fun down
no,
there.
No. There's only daytime television really. So I'll go down and give them some songs, not necessarily these, but I went to Mary's
probably quite
That's
a good thing.
Say, that
I went to I was looking for Mary Stevens Hospice down in Stourbridge, and I couldn't find it at all. I couldn't find it, and I stopped this chap and I asked him where it was, and as soon as I said it, I thought, well, there's a song in there, and it goes like this. So got it, John? 1, 2, 3. I went to Walsall to see me Uncle Phil. He was in a hospice, he was really ill. I drove down the lane, I saw a farmer there, sitting on a pony. I was in despair. I couldn't find the hospice, no matter how I tried. I thought I'd ask the farmer, the pony at his side. I said, where's the hospice? Where's the hospice? Where's the hospice? And then to his defence, he said at the top of his voice, over by the fence. No, 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 I said, I'm looking for a place. I can't find the hospice, there's not a single trace. He ain't got long left, I just can't wait. If I'm not there soon, it might be too late. If I go down the lane, how long will it take? Answer me the question, please give me a break. I said, how far's the hospice? How far's the hospice? I said, how far's the hospice? Trying to be discreet. He said, I don't know, but it's gotta be 20 feet. I'm searching for the hospice, it's nowhere in me sight. I've never been there before, I don't know what it's like. I press a program, me sat nav, sent me down the lane. Can't you help me out, mate? It all looks the same. So he climbs off his horse and he has a look about, leaning on the fence post. This is what I shout. I said, have you seen the hospice? Have you seen the hospice? I said, have you seen the hospice? And then he wipes his brow. He said, yes, I've seen the hospice and you're standing in it now.
Thank you for that one.
It's very subtle, that one is, isn't it?
It took Zoe three choruses to get that, but there we go.
Stop it.
No, that was good. Enjoy that. It was brilliant. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
It's been a treat. Give us your web address again.
It's www.bobgessie.co.uk. And the big show is the 9th of October at the Old Joint Stock Theatre in Birmingham.
Okay. Worth popping along to for definite.
Yes,
it's
very
go?
Funny.
It's £10 for the ticket, but we're making a donation to one of the charities as well, to cancer charities.
So and the CD, don't forget to tell them to take enough to buy a CD.
Yeah, take enough cash to buy a CD. Yes. How much of the CDs?
Oh, we're giving them away for a fiver.
Yeah, excellent. And can you buy them online as well if people can't get to the gig?
Yeah, if they contact me via the website, yeah.
Yeah, there are ways and means, so that'll do the job. Thank you to all our other guests as well.
And non-guests.
Well, it's the way it goes sometimes. Yes. It is as live. It
that
may
was
be,
unfortunate.
You may download, but it is as live. And do you reckon you're going to take up the kickboxing?
Actually, you know, I think that would be quite good.
Brian, so
I am looking to tone up, you see.
I think
it
should be quite good, actually.
Yeah. And I have seen people that have been doing it for a while, and they do look very toned. Like women.
Yeah. Like women, not actual women.
Well, I presume it tones up everywhere, doesn't it?
Brian?
Yeah, it does, yeah. It's a good overall body workout.
Yeah.
Cardiovascular and... workout brilliant.
I could do that.
Tanya,
you could certainly do with that.
I could do with a bit of that.
Yeah, definitely do with that. You're having trouble trying to get you off Ben.
It's
after
my hips
a while.
And my bottom. That's the bit. And I told you my bingo wings.
They're not as bad as they used to be.
They are.
Oh, and there's a bit of swing there, isn't there, in the wing? But there we go. Brian, thank you again.
Okay, no
problem. Remind us of your web address.
It's www.bmka.co.uk.
Excellent. Thank you for joining us back.
No problem.
With more in the Milk Bar next week. Zoe, have you got anyone lined up exciting and thrilling for next
week? Well, I told you I did have, but you've changed the day that we're recording, so you can't do it now.
It's a Thursday record next week, so you won't be able to get us till Friday.
So I've got to look for somebody else now.
So you will get us a celebrity.
Mm.
I'm hoping,
well,
fingers
Jimmy
crossed.
Frank said give me a call tomorrow and he'll rearrange it for next Wednesday, you see.
There we go. We might get Jimmy
Frank.
Or Thursday even, because it's a Thursday record.
Yes.
It's hard work today. But we're hopefully going to have with us Tracy.
Somebody.
Tracy Rhodes.
What will she do now?
She's a comedian.
Oh, that'll be good.
She's funny as well. Yeah. As funny as these guys.
Well, you see, being a woman, she'll probably take the piss out of you instead of me.
It is likely to happen. She does tend to pick on her husband as well, but there you go. So that's all next
looking
week
forward to that.
On the podcast. And I'm trying to remember what we've got musically next week. It'll come back to me, I'm sure. I'm sure I've booked somebody.
I'll remember you saying you have.
Well, we've got Bob right as well, haven't we? So we can maybe get him on the phone.
I'll get that Dalek.
We'll get the Dalek single on next week, whatever happens. Brilliant. Join us again next week. Same time, same place-ish.
And download it about 5 times just to boost our numbers.
That's the way to do it. Tell your friend.
Friends.
I've got more than one friend.
Me?
No, you haven't, have you?
I've got loads.
Really?
Yeah.
You employ them. Catch you back next week. Ta-ra for now.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye from Jason and Zoe. We know that they will go far. So it's goodbye from Jason and Zoe. Goodbye from the Old Milk Bar.